Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more information on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia and Podmetrics, the only analytics you'll ever need for your podcast. Sign up for free at podmetrics.co and use my referral code RJ Ledesma.
Number one, siyempre yung mga advices ko sa kanila, lahat naman ng business man, sinasabi, always work with your passion, create your own brand, tapos always focus, huwag kang mawawalan ng pag-asa, no guts, no glory. Every businessman has his own vision. Kailangan meron ka bang vision? Ano ba ang vision mo? Hindi naman puro money making, para ang iisipin mo lagi is yung benefit din sa maraming tao na pag ginawa mo to. And you know, it follows. Pag you have the right vision and vision, everything will follow.
Hello and welcome to the RJ Ledesma podcast. Again, I hope you're all having a great Tuesday evening. Here on the RJ Ledesma podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs and learn more about how they think about business, what are their success secrets, how they've innovated their businesses during this pandemic, and of course, more importantly, what opportunities do they see emerging in the new normal and the next normal? Now, is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please do let me know. Drop me a message. And the RJ Ledesma podcast is also live right now on Kumu, CBRC-TV, and Global Pinas TV. My next guest, I've been making him legal for the longest time to appear on the show. He's probably the coolest guest that I'm going to have on this show. He is the founder and CEO of Mr. Freeze and the current title holder of the Entrepreneur of the Year in the Asia Leaders Awards, which he has won for 3 consecutive years. And one of his first recognitions in the industry was when his company, Mr. Freeze, was chosen among 5,000 SME, small and medium enterprises, as the most outstanding SME partner by Meralco Luminary in 2011. But more than just putting up such a great company, more importantly, what our next guest has done is that he has helped the community out. He's actually created a social responsibility enterprise under his business by tweaking his father's business model to include a livelihood program set up for tricycle drivers, sari-sari store owners, and household help who want to be able to increase their income by selling Mr. Freeze in their own communities and in other urban areas. He will tell us more about that during the podcast. Mr. Freeze Tube Ice is a 15-year-old manufacturing company, but is already producing more than 5,000 tons of tube ice in several ice plants all over Greater Manila. And right now, I'm very curious to find out how he built his ice business to be the top in the country. Dear friends, please welcome my next guest, Mr. Freeze himself, Jerry Santos. Boss Jerry, welcome to the show. Kumusta ka dyan, boss?
Hi, RJ. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Finally.
Finally. I've been really looking forward to having you here on the show. I remember, mga kaibigan, the first time I actually met him, I was talking to him about my own business, trying to get some insight for him how to improve my business. And in the process, gained a lot of insight, which I'm sure many of you will be able to benefit from as well. And one of the big things, Jerry, you know, that's been coming out recently is that Mr. Freeze wants to create branded ice. That's the first time for me somebody wants to brand their ice. How do you brand ice? Pakikwenta naman yan.
Eh, kasi hindi ba sa ice business, we have a lot of names, maraming companies, mga competitors na wala silang branding. So I decided to think of a brand name. I got it from the movie Batman. Diba? Si Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze, oo.
Schwarzenegger. Sabi ko, kung ito, itong brand na to, it catch me kasi sabi ko, ito, pag binaril ka ng nung gun ni Mr. Freeze, nagiging ice ka eh, diba?
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Sabi ko, okay, itong brand na to. Ah. So, yun na nag-catch sa akin. Sabi ko, pagka ang isang company kasi may branding, merong recall. So, parang iisipin nila, for example, a bottled water, kailangan may branding ka na, oh, magka-catch sa'yo, eto yun. Magsasabi ko ng soft drinks, eto yun. So, when it comes to ice, syempre, ang iisipin nila, Mr. Freeze. Diba? Parang ang pinaka, actually, ang pinaka ano, when you think of ice, think of us. Yun ang pinaka ano ko eh, nung nakasama sa logo ng Mr. Freeze yan.
That's right. But how did you make sure? Kasi syempre, when people think of ice, medyo generic yung pag, you know, ice, diba? Ice can be anybody can produce ice. Ano yung value proposition ng Mr. Freeze that makes it different? Is there something with the quality of the ice, the service? What made it a bit different from other ice companies?
You know, before kasi ang ice business, if you remember, di ba ang alam natin is black ice. So ang black ice kasi, di ba ginagawa nila, pinapaliit nila yan through ice, using ice pick. So wala tayong, yung filtration system ng black ice before is wala naman eh. So syempre, new generation, naging very familiar and very ano tayo, curious tayo sa potability ng water. So, I created this ice, yung purified tube ice, para zero bacteria siya. So, we have a great line of filtration system na pagka dumadaan ang process ng water, na paglabas ng ice, it's purified. So, iniba natin yung notion. Before kasi, if you can see the black ice from other plants, yung hinihila, di ba ginagawang sa halo-halo yan?
Oh.
Pinabasa lang ng tubig. Hindi ba? Kung titignan mo, syempre eh. Yung ice kasi na black, ginagamit siya sa isda. Pwede. Pero when it comes to ano, drinking, yung ginagamit natin, usually you need a very clean ice.
I see. So sort of like you elevated what ice was in terms of the quality and the potability of ice, which others weren't doing. And before, black ice was the standard, but you elevated that to make it tube ice, purified water into tube ice. Yeah. Tama ba ako dyan?
Yes. And syempre, yung mga ice plant natin na makikita mo, syempre, malinis. We have trained the personnels na nagko-conduct pa kami ng seminars to make them professional. Ano? Parang ang nangyayari is number one is service sa mga clients. Usually before, nung time namin, before kasi dealer lang din kami ng father ko, we're just getting ice from other plants. Ikaw yung kukuha ng ice sa mga ano sa chiller. Actually, wala pa mga chiller nun. Parang doon, cemento lang eh. Di ba? Ngayon, we have a walk-in freezer. So, kami ang naglalagay ng ice doon mismo sa distributors. So, parang relax lang kayo dyan. Magkape muna kayo. Kami ang bahala sa inyo. Para hindi
so, you really transformed, you disrupted the ice business by what you brought in. And people are commenting right now, Iggy Santos, more power, Mr. Freeze. And Cheska Sarmiento, nice one, Sir RJ, getting boss Jerry here on the show. I mean, I want to get into this later on, but then what made you think a bit differently about the ice in the first place? How did you come across that problem?
Kasi never in the Philippines that there's a branded ice. So I created this brand, Mr. Freeze, para magkaroon ng notion ng tao na, oy, ang ice ngayon natin is malinis. And of course, yung presentation mo, even yung document number one is the quality of the ice and continuity of supply. Kasi when I started in ice, I started in a one plant, 15 plant facility lang. So medyo malalaki yung kalabang ko. So siyempre, kung let's say nagkaroon ng trouble sa ice plant mo, hindi ka naman bibigyan ng kalaban mo, definitely. So before, when I started, kumukuha ako sa kanila when there's trouble. Pero siyempre, slowly, every year, nag-expand ako ng planta para siyempre magkaroon din ako ng sarili network. So yun, nung nagkaroon tayo ng 6 plants, in a matter of 6 years, so meron tayong contingency. Parang may solution ka for every problem na nangyayari, nag-aaray sa isang planta, di ba? Kasi kahit anong perfect na ice plant mo, syempre masisira yan. Kahit papano, meron kang backup.
I love how you were able to, I mean, because this was a family, kumbaga generational business, no? But you were able to pivot. And I actually want to ask you later on a bit more about how it's like, because sometimes when you work with your family business or with your father's business, syempre nakaka-conflict, intergenerational conflict. Eh. But let's talk about that mamaya konti, no? If you don't mind. But the other thing I want to raise is that what people also don't know is that you're branching out into ice-related businesses, which for me is totally interesting because no other ice company has thought that. What people don't know is that you're also the guy who's helping out BLK 513 and also Mr. Frank, right?
Yeah, Frank Milbar.
Frank Milbar.
Yeah.
Tell us how did you get into those other businesses also as well? Because did you come up with it yourself? Were you in the ice business and you wanted to move here because you thought it's a good idea? Pakikwento naman.
Alam mo, it's parang accident by accident na when I met this couple, Cayman Abbey, they were the ones who created BLK 513. They started in Mega Mall. So, ang storya dyan, meron akong ka-golf. Ang name niya is Marty. So, he was the one yung parang in charge sa mga photography ng product. So, parang sabi niya, partner, baka gusto mong mag-negosyo ng other business. Sabi ko nga, ay nako, okay na ako sa ICE. Sabi ko, ayoko na masyadong stress, di ba? Sabi ko, nagre-relax na lang ako eh. Parang sabi niya, tikman mo to, masarap to. So, we went to Mega Mall. I stated the brand. Tapos, natikman ko, I met Kim. Sabi ko, ang ganda nung product ng BLK. It's a dark yogurt, first in the Philippines, and low calories. So, when they offered it to me na to be partners, siguro in a matter of 2 meetings, I said yes. You know why? Di ba, I'm very lucky with gold product. Yes. Sabi ko, itong BLK, sabi ko, malamig ang natutunaw. So, parang naisip ko, okay to, mukhang magkiklik sa akin to. Yung ganun lang ang naging hint sa akin na malamig natutunaw. Eh, swerte ko sa malamig at natutunaw. So, I joined them. So, the rest is history. So, after branching out with BLK 513, they created another brand which is Frank Milk Bar because hindi ba naging fad din ng mga milk teas, pero hindi kami milk teas, ano? So, nag-create naman sila ng low calories na brand which is, yun nga, yung Frank Milk Bar na drinks naman. Tapos, yun din, malamig din, saka natutunaw. So, nag-combine yung dalawa, medyo different product, no, na-click naman. So, yun, parang nag-employ ka ng konting tao, ngayon dumami na rin yung mga employees mo. It's part of, parang nation building, di ba? Helping a lot of people, creating jobs.
I love that. And Mami Akota, you've got a really great nation building story to tell about how your business is actually, you know, you started realizing that your business has a social dimension to it pa, di ba? Nakakatulong ka. But question lang, for Mr. Freeze and Frank Milk Bar, do they utilize any of your technologies ba sa business nila to improve their ice technology there or their freezing technology?
No, actually it's different because they're using ice makers in the mall kasi medyo mahirap pag tube ice. So ang ginagamit namin talaga is ice makers. Iba kasi yung quality ng ice makers, maliliit na ice yun, medyo mas mabilis matunaw compared with tube ice.
I see. Now, okay. Now, what I want to do right now is I want to go back and tell your story because there's so many people here watching here right now and they know that you're a very successful man over here. Hello, Mr. Free Sogaleng from Jackie Cabrera Rodriguez. Mr. Free Sogaleng and Cheska Sarmiento saying, actually, it's genius because I make my own ice. I don't trust tube ice. We just buy it sa labas. And people basically pupunta lang sa Mr. Freeze kasi may branding ka na.
Yeah.
But when you started off in this business, you didn't own any plant at all. In fact, you started working for your dad. So anong secret origin mo as bilang Mr.
Actually,
Freeze? How did you start off doing business?
Okay, I was working with my dad since I was a kid, our business is ice. Distributor ang father ko. We're just getting ice from other plants. So, nung time na nag-aaral ako sa San Beda, he was the one, actually, he's my mentor. Parang, ito, may mga tasks ako everyday. Total, hapon ang pasok mo. Ito, duty mo sa umaga. So, we were in the ice business. But when I graduated from college, I worked with him. After 13 years of working with my dad, so we don't have any ice plant, to make it clear.
After you were just a distributor for 13 years?
Yeah.
When you were working with your dad?
Kasi my dad is very conservative. Ayaw niya ng utang sa banko. Very contented sa business na okay na deliveries lang kami. We're just delivering to retail stores, to restaurants. So after 13 years of working with him, I decided to resign. And gusto ko syempre magkaroon ako ng sariling business. So syempre, ang dad ko, medyo ng tampo. So when I resigned from him, as in, okay naman yung paghiwalay namin. I went into buy and sell of cars kasi that's my passion. So, I got a loan from the bank, started with a few cars. Siguro mga ilang years, napalaki ko naman yung used car dealership ko. So, by the year 2005, siyempre ang dad ko pa rin is getting ice from other plants. Sabi ko, ano kaya? Magtayo ako ng first ice plant ko. And my customer is my dad. Di ba? Siya nakaganda. Di ba? Actually, yun lang idea ko before, not to quit from buy and sell of cars, just to have my own plant, a 15-ton plant facility for my dad, and that's it. So, naging lumipat siya sa akin. Siyempre, he's getting eyes from others. Second plan siya pa rin. Tapos,
Question lang, if you don't mind. I like that idea kasi that's very simple but brilliant para sa akin that you just said my dad becomes the customer. So you knew that the basic demand sa daddy mo, di ba? You knew how much IC had to distribute. So that became your basis to put up the plant, the demand that your dad had for his IC. Tama ba ako dyan?
Tama, because meron ka ng customers eh. Di ba? Okay. Kung magkano kuha niya doon sa price sa other plant, same din. Same din sa'yo.
Hello, listeners, and thanks so much for joining us at the RJ Ledesma Podcast. I hope you are enjoying this episode as much as I am. Do you want to know how you can collab with your own brand here on the RJ Ledesma Podcast? We use Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. If you have a podcast, sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code in all caps RJ Ledesma to get full control of how you monetize your show regardless of its size. If you are an advertiser who wants to collaborate with us, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. What were you able to get? How were you able, if you don't mind, because there are people, entrepreneurs going over here. Yeah. How were you able to loan the money for the first plant that you put up?
Okay. Actually, you can loan the machine from leasing companies. Pag machineries kasi, pwede mong i-loan yan. Tapos, siyempre, meron akong napundan na house and lot. It's a matter of, parang no gas, no glory yan. Talagang, kasi ang father ko, hindi niya kayang, ayoko ng utang. Ako naman, ako bahala na, kaya ko to. Di ba? Kasi wala naman siyang binigay sa akin na capital. So, that's my other options, di ba?
So, wala kang plan B kasi pagkumbaga all-in ka na. Yung house and lot mo, sinanglamat. Kumbaga talaga, nilagay mo na dyan eh.
Talaga. Kaya nga you started from from nothing eh. Kasi wala ka namang initial capital eh. Pero yung napundar mo, so nakasanla rin, nag-extend ka lang ng loan. Parang kumuha ka lang na additional loan para ma-extend mo. And na-realize ko, pwede ko palang i-loan yung machine. So, yung machine, na-loan ko rin sa bank. That's the start.
So, the loan that you got from the bank was to get to lease the machine?
Yes. And the income from the plant, you will pay the bank.
Yung pamortization mo. Paano yung warehouse mo? How did you pay for the cost of the warehouse when you initially built the plant? Or how about the plant? From scratch ba yan? Or may plant din na take over?
Wala din from scratch din. Kasi yung lot naman is owned by my dad. So, nung una, nagre-rent ako sa kanya. Doon ko tinayo sa property niya. And later on, nabili ko na rin yung property niya. Ganun yung nangyari. So, yun. Naging every year, nagtatayo ako ng ice plant. Maliliit lang. So, after 6 plants, imagine 2005, by 2011, I have 6 small plants, not big plants. Yeah. So, nung sabi ko, nagkaroon ako ng, alam mo, parang kontento ka na eh. Sabi ko, ganun, 6 plants, pwede na ako rito, mabubuhay na ako. That was the time when I realized, why not teaching these low-key peoples, low-income families, to market my eyes in their community. That was at the start of talking with tricycle drivers. So, ang nangyari, every tricycle driver, some of them, I interviewed them, they're just earning 150 pesos a day for 24 hours. So sabi ko, why not? Eto, I'll give you 10 sacks of ice and give you 50 pesos income. So that's 500 a day and bring it to Sari-Sari stores and then Sari-Sari stores will sell it per kilo. Kasi you cannot buy ice per kilo in 7-Eleven. You have to buy the 5 kilo bag, right? So, that was the start. Naging livelihood yung ice lahat. Ay, ganda pala ng kita rito. So, yun. When MVP got Meralco, he was looking for the first luminary awardee. So, parang first event that was 2012. Out of 5,000 SMEs, there's a top 5. I won. Parang pumasok ako sa top 5. And that night, it was announced that night that I won the first Meralco Luminary under SME. So, the next na step naman, ginawa nila, nilagay nila ako sa commercial ng Meralco. So, nagkaroon ng branding yung Mr. Freeze. Akala mo, malaking kumpanya kagad yung Mr. Freeze. Diba? Kasi nasa commercial. Pero in reality, 6 lang naman na maliliit. So, nag-trust na naman yung mga bank sa akin. and I have a lot of partners who trusted me. That was the rest is history. We're building more plants every year.
How many plants do you have now?
Actually, yung nasa commercial nga, sabi nga, from 6 to 33 ice plants in 6 years, in a matter of 6 years. So, dumami tayo. So, lumaki rin yung livelihood program natin. We were able to help a lot of people. They're getting loans para mga motorcycles. Meron na kami mga sidecars na package. They are paying us on a daily basis based on their ice. Whatever ice na nakukuha nila per day, it's easy, di ba? Parang 10 sako, ito lang ang portion. It's a matter of helping these people. It's not, it's not just money making, no? Ang first edge ko is giving back kasi naging successful ka. Pero and yet, ito pa lang for yung vision mo of giving back, unbelievable na mas lumaki pa na yung business mo.
I love that you never realize that giving back would give you back so much as well, diba? Parang nangyari, diba? You never realized. But question, I hope you don't mind me asking, diba? Not as many people have that sort of parang wala sa kanila talaga yung social responsibility. I mean, it's not parang part of their DNA. What moved you to say na parang I want to help them? Was there a pain point in the business or talagang you have a certain empathy or compassion for them, or was it your San Beda training? What was it that
you know why? When I realized that their lives improve, kasi minsan may sasabihin sa'yo, sir, thank you very much. Without you, hindi ko napag-aral ang mga anak ko. Eto na ngayon, dati isa lang ang tricycle ko. Now we have 5 tricycles. We even have a truck. Tapos I already built my own house. May mga story ganun. Sabi ko, ang galing ng impact, di ba? So when I build plants now, I'm not thinking of the return of investment. It's secondary. My priority is the community that will benefit from the ice plant. So it follows, no? Kasi hindi mo nahahabulin yung ROI. Kasi nga, ang impact mo, marami ka namang ice plant. Ang impact, ang gusto ko yung impact sa community. And it became into reality na naging very successful ang Mr. Fizz. Nakilala yung brand namin because of this livelihood program. And we're not bragging anymore na o kami yung pinakamalaking ice plant sa lahat. Hindi eh. Kami ang pinakamaraming natulungan. Diba?
Yeah. In fact, I like it because especially there's a lot of Gen Zs and millennials listen to me right now. You know, the purchase habit for them nowadays is because when they buy something, they want to make sure when they buy something, it's also very meaningful or relevant or in their own small way, they're changing the world. So can you imagine that one? If you buy from Mr. Fizz, it's like you're really helping change the world in your community or change the community, di ba?
Yeah. Parang ang naging impact nito sa Pilipinas, grabe. You can see everywhere. You can see our tarpaulins in sari-sari stores. You can see tricycles with our tarp. Para akala mo nga, may kakampanya kami sa election eh. But,
kala ko party list eh.
Oo nga eh. Even na, meron na nga nag-ano sa akin, baka gusto ko rin gawing party list ang Mr. Fizz, di ba? They don't even know my name anymore. They don't know I'm Jerry Santos. They're calling me Mr. Fizz.
Kumbaga, I would say it's ubiquitous. It's almost everywhere. That's where you can find the Mr. Fizz tarpaulin. It's having any Marty Tio over here, no? With that kind of social responsibility. Kudos to Mr. Fizz, or rather, kudos to Jerry Santos of Mr. Fizz. Thank you for sharing. And Michael Pe, all the way from Singapore, saying very inspiring, Mr. Fizz. They really, really love your story of how you transformed Mr. Fizz into a business that is all about corporate social responsibility. Pero matanong ko lang sa inyo, di ba? When you started building all those plants, you were telling me that, you know, there's a combination of investors and also of the bank. So moving forward from the, like, okay, first plant nagawa na, how soon after the first plant was done, did you move into the second plant? And then was it a combination of debt and equity from investors and from the bank? That's a bit, if you don't mind sharing those type of things, because then you gusto malaman ng mga future entrepreneurs.
Alam mo, it's all about some are banks and some are partners. Kailangan mo rin ng... Actually, I don't invite investors. It's a matter of parang by chance. Let's say, kunwari, you, RJ, ay, Jerry, meron akong lot dito sa area na to. Sabi ko, titingnan ko. So sometimes, kung sino yung nagre-refer sa akin ng lot, they are the ones investing. Pero yung investment, wala kaming sinasabi kung ilang percent. Anything na gusto mo. So, ang nangyayari sa amin, automatic ba, lumaki kami na with partners na with also, siyempre, naglo-loan tayo sa banks. Pero lumaki kami with the because partners trusted me. So imagine every, let's say every 3 months, nagdi-dividend sila na naka-standby na lang sila na wala silang, wala naman sila sa operations. It's more on trust. So doon lumaki rin yung, hindi ko naman pwedeng sarilihin to na ako lang. I'm the brain. Pero there's, of course, behind me, there are people that trusted me.
And I'm just curious. I mean, trust is a very, you know, it's a parang gasgas na salita when they say trust you, di ba? But how are you able to quantify that trust? Did you quantify that trust in terms of operational expertise or guaranteed returns? Sabi mo, 3 months, guaranteed, makukuha mo yung pera niyan. How did you build that tangible ano asset of trust?
Oh, I love your question. Tama ka. It's really, ano eh, tinitingnan ko tao. It's not all about money. Gusto ko, number one, merong mga tao meticulous, 'di ba? If you trust the person, wala ka nang masyadong questions eh. Pero they will follow your lead. So sila, pagka let's say some are friends, some are my cousins. So kung may project ako, pag sinabi kong eto may project tayo, gusto mo ba? Ganito. Imagine minsan niya nauubos ang shares eh nang mabilis eh. Kaya minsan hindi ko na nasasabihan yung iba. So we have our own plans, we have also plans that we have partners.
I see. I see.
I have celebrity partners too.
Nakita ko nga.
I have Isabel Daza. Albert Martinez is my friend too. And now it's I will build a plant in somewhere in Cavite. My partner is my golf buddy, Derek Ramsey.
Okay. Kaya pala si Derek eh. Oh. Alam mo ba, can I make a little kwento with you? I played the cousin ni Derek Ramsey on a teleserye noon kay Juday, yung Habang May Buhay.
Ako po yung
pinsan ni Derek. So, pinsan ko yung kagwapuhan. I am related to greatness. I'm related to handsomeness pala. Good to hear that one.
Nag-ano sila, nakita nila yung like this pandemic, we were very stable no during this time. Dahil, siyempre, alam mo naman, Philippines is a tropical country. Everybody needs ice. Diba?
Oh, so very interesting that, you know, even during this pandemic, things didn't change. Matanong ko nga, during this pandemic, how did you, I mean, obviously, there was a disruption in the supply chain because of the pandemic, you know. There's a big logistical problem for many people. How did you guys pivot? And how did you guys do during this time? How did you continue getting the ice delivered? And how did Mr. Freeze have to pivot its business model during this pandemic?
Actually, during those time na nag-stop, parang nagkaroon tayo ng, what do you call it? GHQ ba yun? Or
GCQ,
sorry.
GCQ, ayun, all the lockdowns.
Alam mo, hindi naman kami nag-stop kasi sari-sari stores are all open. But of course, the problem, because of course, our sales went down 70%. Pero at least, sinusustain lang natin yung mga tao, pero at lahat naman ng business, yung iba nga nag-close eh. But slowly, nag-i-increase naman, but we did not stop because there's a lot of people depending on us.
But how about from the ice plant, let's say from the ice plant, from the tube ice plant to the sari-sari store? I'm sure that there was a concern for the logistical movement ng from the ice plant to the sari-sari store.
No, we were not stopped because we were essentials kami.
Ah, essential goods, yung ice was considered essential good. I see now. Very interesting.
Ngayon, yung delivery natin sa mga restaurants like malls. Siyempre, ang mall nang sara, partly. Hmm. But our production is 90% for urban customers.
For the sari-sari stores?
Yeah, we're concentrating on that. 10% is only for retails. Doon ako nang concentrate. Kasi nung nakita ko nga na mas may needs dito, mas marami tayong natutulungang tao, dito na lang ako magko-concentrate dito sa maliliit na tao na napalago natin yung negosyo nila, di ba?
But actually, it turned out well for you kasi kung bakit yung 90-10 split na yan na ito yung corporate social responsibility ko, tuloy dito talaga naging magandang negosyo ko.
Yun
diba?
Yung sasabihin ko sa'yo, RJ, never in my wildest dream na sabi ko nga, grabe pala ang nangyari. Before, I was, you know, craving to get malls. Siyempre, nandiyan ang market, maraming restaurants.
Medyo high-end, di ba? It's a good reputation. Di ba? Parang ganyan, di ba?
Nung na-realize ko na dito naman sa mga tao, malaki impact. And syempre, another thing. Alam mo sila, magaling sila magbayad. They're paying in cash. You have a very slim profit, but at least yung impact ang dami. So, it went well during this pandemic. Imagine, nabaliktad yung mall sa Hovina. Ang lumakas sila. Kasi lahat ng tao nasa bahay.
Yeah, yun yung everybody was at home and everybody was only buying from the closest venue to them, di ba? Kaya lumakas yung LPG water refilling kasi malapit lang sa mga barangay, sa mga komunidad, di ba?
Nakita mo, mga sardinas, lumakas. Di ba? Nadodonate. Kaya lang, ang yellow, di nadodonate. Yun lang ang mahirap makatunan.
Can I just ask you, di ba, you said that you wanted to buy and sell after leaving your dad's business, no? When you left to do buy and sell, was there anything that you were able to take from the buy and sell business na nagamit mo rin sa the skills that you gained from used car dealership na nagamit mo rin when you went back into the ICE business?
Ah, oo naman. Kasi, you know, RJ, I'm a born marketing man. Talagang kung pwede nga lahat, kaya ko ibenta kahit basura. Diba? Pero dito, imagine, pumupunta ako sa grassroots. Ako yung entrepreneur na pumupunta sa mga taong to. Every opening, nandun ako. I talk to them during special occasions. I'm there. So, yung iba lang. Kasi yung used cars, medyo ibang mga kausap mo. Pero dito, yung mga low-key people naman, kaya naman natin. So, naiba lang ang marketing mo. If you can see, ang Mr. Freeze, sino marketing man? Ako. Sino endorser? Ako rin. Pati mascot, ako na rin eh. Di ba? Kung kikita mo, wala naman tayong ginagamit na tao for that brand. It's merely yung personality and my character. It's Mr. Freeze.
Importante ang mag-save, pero bakit marami ang walang ipon? The answer is because we don't spend enough time in learning practical financial strategies. This is Fitz Villafuerte, a registered financial planner, and I'm inviting you to listen to the 80% podcast, kung saan tuturuan ko kayo kung paano yumaman. So join me and let's talk about personal finance on the 80% podcast.
And if you were to explain your character, I hope you don't mind, Jerry, no? Parang, what's that common denominator that you saw? Whether selling ICE or selling used cars, what is the hook that gets people really to purchase your product?
Okay, and number one, very cool akong tao, di ba? Alam mo yung time na, what did I, parang na-realize ko to shift to this kind of business. Why? Ang buy and sell kasi, pwedeng, you cannot pass it on to your children, of course, because ano yan, inborn talent ang marketing.
Skill set, parang ganyan.
Pero diba? I na-realize ko, like now, my daughter and my son is helping me. Actually, my son is now the president of Mr. Freeze and my daughter is the CFO. So, trainin ko sila for many years but they work first sa other companies. Pero ito, you can pass on from generations to generations because this is a lifetime business, di ba? Mm-hmm. Hindi mo naman pwedeng alisin ang ICE sa Pilipinas. Unless mag-snow dito, di ba?
tama.
Kaya na-realize ko, sabi ko, itong business na to, merong continuity at pwede mo ipasa sa anak, sa apo, lahat. Kailangan lang, lahat ng mga anak mo, talagang may heart sila doon sa business. Because na-realize ko, yung ibang competitors ko that closed, ayaw na ng mga anak. So pag hindi ayaw ng anak, wala naman silang gagawin kung hindi ibenta yan. Benta na lang kasi wala naman yung heart nila ron. Pero pag yung anak mo may heart dun sa business, aalagaan nila yan eh. So, yun niya eh. It's easy to get a business or to create one, but to sustain it is a different story. Diba?
That's right. And how are you building it for sustainability? I mean, usually not, some people they believe na dapat patakbuhin ng mga anak ko, kaya i-training ko sila or pwede kong patakbuhin ng mga professional who I get from the outside. What was your philosophy when it came to sustainability of the business?
Alam mo, you don't need to stop eh. Parang you have to at least innovate pa rin, tuloy-tuloy. Lagi ko nag-iisip kung paano mo pagagandahin lalo yung company mo. Relationship with your clients, relationship with your employees, relationship with your partners. So yung continuity nandun, hindi ka pwedeng huminto. So yung quality, you have to at least 100% perfect it and your service. Dapat hindi ka mag-lockdown dyan. Tapos, yung siyempre kailangan may recall. That's why, actually, Mr. Freeze now, actually may ginagawa akong TVC eh. And, wow. and soon, meron kaming jingle na ginagawa.
Pero ikaw pa rin yung commercial model sa TVC mo? Sa commercial
ako
mo?
Ako din. Kaya walang bayad eh. Pero Bell Dasa is helping me ngayon to create this TVC. Nag-i-input, okay. Magbibigay rin siya ng input sa akin. Ganun.
Now, talking about family business, no? What happened was that there's that you left your dad. I want to go back because this is a topic which resonates with me as well. No, sometimes when you work with the family, you know, it's not that easy. Were there any, you know, intergenerational concerns or challenges? Syempre, pag when it goes to you, that's why you chose to open up a separate company, because you could have just as easily just worked with your dad. But what did you see as becoming, you know, how did you manage that relationship? Because it's not easy for everybody, you know, as moving on to the next generation. Kasi siyempre, sasama yung loob ng daddy mo, but di na lang ako ginawa mong kasama sa negosyo, nag-isa ka na lang, di ba?
Oo, ang ganda ng question mo. Actually, RJ, my relationship with my dad is okay naman. Kaso siyempre, we have a different vision. So siya, parang gusto niya, oh, okay na ako rito, contento na ako rito. So nung time na nag-expand ako, when Mr. Freeze has already have 10 branches, sabi niya sa akin, oh, tama na yan. Okay na yan. Pero hindi, syempre, later on, na-realize niya na yung palang edge ko is nation building. You're employing a lot of people. Eh. So nung na-realize ko, dahil hindi ako humihinto because maraming nakikinabang dun sa business. And syempre, sabi mo nga, with family business, mahirap din kasi ang family business. So you have, for example, we are 6 or 7 kami sa magkakapatid, idea mo to, syempre, in-impart mo sa father mo. Siyempre, pag binigay mo sa father mo yung idea, in-execute mo.
He has to share it across all the...
It's a family business. Siyempre, ngayon, hindi na... Itong Mr. Freeze is my own creation. Kasi we're not into manufacturing. We're into distributing of ice. So, iba, magkaiba talaga siya. So, ako, minaster ko yung distribution and manufacturing at the same time. And when I was working with my dad, I never complained. Alam mo ba yung unang sweldo ko sa kanya is just 3,000 a month. Pero never ako nag-complain. It's a matter of bahala ka kung anong gusto mong bigay sa akin, kung saan ka masaya. Kailangan ganun. Di ba? Hindi naman ako, from the very first pa lang na hindi na ako nag-visional, na gusto ko ng pera, hindi ako ganun. Eh. So parang, okay, nag-e-enjoy ako, tinutulungan ko yung father ko. Pero, you know why? Yung training na binigay niya sa akin, yun, yung pinaka parang enrollment mo sa kanya. Kaya pala ako pinapahirapan ito. Yung pala, that's the reason why gagaling ka pala because of his training.
That's right, diba? That's right.
Lahat ng utos niya, yes ka lang ng yes. Kaya pala, alam mo lahat. So, hindi naman pwedeng maging president or CEO ka ng company. Tapos, yung baba, hindi mo alam. Wala kang kaalam-alam. Kailangan alam mo yon from the bottom. How will you delegate kung hindi mo alam yung business mo, di ba?
That's right. Now, I have a question. So, when you were doing the business with your dad, when was that sort of, because I always talk about entrepreneurship is yet your irritation leads to your inspiration to doing business, di ba? Mga pain points. Ano naging aha moment mo na, ito yung magandang negosyo kong gawin at I have the guts to pursue it. When did that point come when you were working with your dad and when you were doing the used cars selling? When did you get that aha moment for this business?
You know why? Anong time namin kasi sobrang very difficult to get ice. Imagine how many plants lang tayo sa Metro Manila. So nadanas ko every summer. We're falling in line. Minsan one day before, nandun na yung truck namin, nag-aagawa ng yelo. So marami rin tayong ups and downs. Hindi naman tayo pwedeng, oh, Mr. Freeze ka kagad. So alam ko yung bottom line ng mga problema from the very start. So sabi ko, yung hirap ng mga dealers dati, babaguhin ko ngayon during my time. Dapat, customer sila. Customer is always right eh. Kailangan hindi sila nahihirapan, hindi sila pumipila. Asikaso mo sila. So, kaya ako naisip, sa ice industry, wala pang gumawa ng ganito. Wala pang gumawa, RJ, first.
Para walang innovation sa ice industry, di ba? Whatever was...
Di ba? Ang ice naman, tawagin mo lang siyang ice eh. Pero ngayon, bakit may branding ng ice? Tapos secondly, meron na tayong Grab. Wala namang Grab ng ice, di ba? Paano ka mag-grab ng ice kung isa lang ang branch mo?
Mm-hmm.
Eh, meron na kami combination all over Metro Manila. So pwede na mag-grab. So ngayon, nakaka-order ka na. Nasa bahay ka, tatawag ka sa Grab. I-deliver sa iyo yung Mr. Freeze ice, di ba? So it's part of innovation. Dapat may continuity. Tuloy-tuloy yung isip mo na hindi ka man... physically nagtatrabaho, but mentally, laging active ka.
Laging active yung mind mo. You know, to my mind, when I look at your business, parang you've been successful from the start with used cars and then opening up your first plant, first ice plant. But I'm sure you encountered a lot of, I mean, failures along the way, di ba? There's no successful entrepreneur that I know who had no failure. But the thing is, all their failures was a great learning experience for them to become better. For you, what was your greatest failure and what did you learn from it?
Siyempre, alam mo, when I built my second ice plant, meron akong customer that said yes. I was supposed to supply a big mall, no? I won't mention it. Pero nung siyempre sinabi, oh, we'll get ice from you, the whole mall. Yeah, so I built a plant in Quezon City. I got a loan from the bank. So I was expecting that when this mall opens, they'll be getting ice from me. You know what happened? In Quezon City, nag-yes. Hindi sabi. No, nag-open, alam mo kung saan ako dinala? Sa South. Yung mall nila sa South.
Oh, man.
So, di ba? So, pag inisip mo, grabe. So, syempre, commitment, dineliver ko. Pero for 6 months lang, lugi ko eh. So, ang layo, di ba? So, yun yung mga failures. Sabi ko, paano to? Ang laki ng utang ko sa banko. Paano ko babayaran to? So, kailangan may next option ka na naman. Eh, may mga sinanla ka, di ba? Tapos, biglang, siya ka na lang na, ano yung option mo? Di ba? Another, tapos yung failures, marami rin akong machines na binili na mali. Even na tonnage. So, pati design, lahat. So, marami rin innovation. Ngayon, syempre, 100% na perfect na namin yung idea. Na perfect na namin yung business for many years, syempre, nag-innovate na hanggang lahat ng, yun yung babayaran mo, yung failures.
Well, what did you learn? What were the biggest learnings that you gained from the failures? Let's say, from the one in the, yung sa first one, yung logistical problem ng first plant mo, the machines. What, I mean, may mga tangible and intangible assets na nakuha mo dito or gains sa'yo. What were the gains to you? What did you learn from them?
Siyempre, parang ganito lang eh. Di ba naglalakad ka, tapos nadapa ka, tatayo ka ngayon. Eh, pag hindi ka tumayo, di mahirap, sakit eh. Ayoko na, higa na ako. Same concept. Nung nadapa ka, siyempre, iisipin mo, ay, babangon ako. So, pagbangon mo, siyempre, step by step, iisipin what are the failures, what are the wrongdoings that you did. So, parang check one, check two. So, dahan-dahan, i-correct mo yun. Hindi naman pwedeng hindi. Pero every correction you make, alam mo, kahit papano, sa three na innovate, kunwari, nag-isip ka ng three steps, may maling isa. So, isip ka na naman. So, ano yan eh? Check and balance. Tapos, after nito, na na-perfect na namin yung industry namin, now, I always follow my gut feel even in finding locations na nafe-feel ko kung alam ko, ito, okay itong lugar na to para sa akin. Na-master mo na eh.
Na-master, kumbaga, nandiyan yung skill set na innate na nasa loob mo na.
Na-master mo na. Siyempre, ang anak mo, walang ganong gut feel. So, yung anak mo naman, pag nakuha mo na yung, let's say, nakita mo yung location, tinayo mo na. Yung operations, kaya mo ipasa sa kanila, kaya nila yon. Pero yung, sabi ko nga sa iyo, yung vision will always comes from the father, di ba?
That's right.
Di ba, ganun eh. Kasi ikaw yung may vision na iniisip eh. Sila, susunod lang sa'yo. They will follow your lead.
Tama. Talking about visionary, I want to just greet Anthony Boston Luterian of Filipino Homes from one visionary to another. Ito pa yung visionary natin pagdating sa real estate selling globally. I want you to meet Mr. Freeze. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Kaya good morning lagi dyan. I like this one also from Jan Regala, business continuity. If there's anything I've learned from this conversation is business continuity from generation to generation. Very inspiring, Mr. Freeze. Sa story mo. Now, I'm a bit curious now, Jerry. Now, when you were building all these plants, what was happening naman to competition? Diba? Kasi syempre, you had your old traditional competition. What happened to them? Nabigla ba sila sa inyo? Were they trying to stop you from growing? Because there are ways to stop you, whether it's politically, economically. Yeah. I mean, tell us, pakikwento mo sa akin yun. What was happening as you were growing and how did you handle competition at the time?
Siyempre, nung time na yun, maliit ka. Before, you were getting ice from them kasi you have only one or two plants, di ba? Siyempre, nung lumalaki na ang Mr. Peace, hindi ka na nila bibigyan. So, that time, syempre, may, yun ang stress mo. Pero, alam mo, even me now, that I'm one of the biggest in the country, hindi ko ni-stop. I welcome competitors. So, it's a matter of parang pagalingan na lang kayo, no? So, most of the time now, tama kung paano ko hinandle yung competitors. Wala. Very sport lang ako. Sabi ko lang naman, hindi naman ako, I'm not getting their customers. And another thing, my price is higher than them. Kasi ang minsan ang masama sa business, hindi mapagka, ano, babaksak mo yung presyo para makuha mo yung customers. That's the only way, eh. Diba? Siguro, dahan-dahan lang, yung competitors kasi nating malalaki dati na sobra namang malaki, sabi ko nga sa'yo, pag wala ng continuity doon sa sunod na generation, it slowly died down. So, yung mga dating, ano, syempre malaki na sila, mayaman na sila, yung lupa lang nila magkano na. Nag-relax na sila ngayon, marami rin nagsara. Tapos hindi naman nila makatch yung innovation mo dahil ayaw nilang gumastos eh. Syempre yung old plants, old machines, yun ang ginagamit nila. Eh tayo nag-i-invest tayo sa mga brand new machines. So, hindi, andyan pa rin yung iba pero yun niya, parang hindi ko rin na-realize ko, parang gulat na rin ako, eto na kami. Pero hindi kami nakikipag-compete sa kanila. Our price is always higher than them. Talagang we're just building our quality and service. Tapos, syempre, yun.
Hi, this is Roy Sigalar from the Research Department at First Metro Securities and host of the Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast featuring timely and relevant discussions on the Philippine stock market and economy in the hope of providing investing and trading guidance to Filipinos. New episodes every Tuesday and as always, your future first.
I like that. The idea is that, you know, I'm not selling to you commodity. If I'm selling to you branded ice in terms of quality of the ice, of the product, the purity, the quality. So it was, is what Mr. Freeze is known for. Now, I'm curious, diba, as you were growing the business, we talked about how you went to all those different plants and, you know, when you had your aha moment. But where was that point in your business career, in your entrepreneurial career, when you said to yourself all of a sudden, wow, I made it. Diba? Para, diba, there must have been a point when you look back and you said, I'm here now. I can't believe it. Well, what is that point for you, Jerry?
Ano, ang sarap ng feeling kasi minsan, ang ganda nga ng ano mo, eh, minsan natutulog ka parang ini-imagine ko. Grabe, ito na pala ako ngayon. Pero nung dati, when I started building these plants, dumaan pa ako na pinatawag ako nung isa sa pinakamalaki na ice plant sa atin. Sinabi, pagka nagtayo ka ng ice plant, I will ban your dad from all our ice plants. Isipin mo, ibaban niya father ko sa lahat ng ice plant. Hindi pa ako nagtatayo noon, di ba? So, maiyak-iyak ako kung lumalabas ng office niya. Para nagkaroon lang ako ng ano sa sarili ko. Sabi ko, time will come. That was how many years ago? 20 years ago. Sabi ko, time will come na marireach ko rin to. Sabi ko, ganun. Kasi parang impossible noon eh, nung pumunta ako sa office niya dahil wala naman akong pera eh. Sabi ko, huwag ko nag-iisip ka na mag-replanta. Huwag ka na mag-isip kasi lahat dito ng area sa amin na. Ibaban ko father mo. So, kung mahina yung loob ko, wala na. Hindi na ako nag-strive. Pero sabi ko, parang challenge sa akin to. Inape ko, ah. Inape kami. Sabi ko, darating din ang araw.
Pinoy na Pinoy, ah.
Oo, oh, di ba? Parang pelikula lang, di ba? PJ, eh. Di ba? Mapabugbog ka muna, di ba? Tapos sa ending, buhay ka pa rin, di ba?
Oo. Hindi lang ikaw pa. Mas malaki pa sa kanya ngayon. So, tell me, ano nangyari ngayon? So, 20 years later, what happened to that plant? And then what happened to you and your dad? So,
situation yung mga ibang plants niya, syempre, na-close. Eh, sabi ko nga sa'yo, mayaman na naman yun. Kaya okay lang naman. Pero kasi nga, yung love kasi for the business, sabi ko, yung mga anak, ayaw na nila, saka made na sila. Eh, ako kasi, yung naging passion ko, iba eh. Sabi ko, ang dami kong natulungan, even yung mga customers na natulungan ko, sabi ko, I'll be more, ano, parang motivated to expand more. Di ba? Yun ang nag-motivate sa akin up to now. Actually, nandito pa rin kami sa expansion program namin, one at a time.
Wow.
So, yung sa kanya, syempre, hindi naman siya makakasabay sa, dun sa, ano namin, kasi nakaikot na kami, Metro Manila, mahirap ka na rin sumayan. So, pag nakikita, hindi na lang siya na, syempre, i-close mo na lang yung, ano mo, saka syempre, nag-age na rin yung tao. Di ba? Eh ako, kaka-30 ko lang eh. So, mahaba-haba pa yung time ko. Di ba?
Exactly.
Normal, naniwala ka sa age ko, 30.
Yes, kita eh.
Kaya nga, kaya kailangan, umuko ka na lang.
Okay, mag-yes na lang ako eh. Moving on, no? I mean, there's a lot of learnings that are going on, but in your 30 years, in your years of doing the business, of building that business, di ba may tatawag na success secrets or mga hacks, the things that you learned about entrepreneurship on the way to growing your business into running a company. If you were just to share some of those business tips or secrets sa mga up-and-coming entrepreneurs, what is the common denominator? Anong tips that you can share with them that can be reapplied business to business that you've learned?
I always say na humility is the secret to success.
Why else is it very strategic for you to be humble when it comes to business?
Eh kasi syempre ang usually pagka, alam mo, minsan pagka mahirap pag lumaki rin ang ulo natin, akala natin we're on top. Pero syempre you have to maintain na yung, you have to put your feet on the ground, kung sabihin natin. Para it's part of, para sa akin, you have nothing to prove na reach mo na yung success. So stay on level na hindi naman pwedeng, alam mo, kailangan lahat ng tao kasundo mo rin, di ba? Kasi minsan, yung ibang business na negosyante, syempre pag inisip mo, eto na ako. Parang hindi ka na pwedeng bumaba sa level ng ibang tao. Pero ako naman, nag-enjoy ako to mentor a lot of people. So, ikaw yung nagiging guide ng iba. Ikaw yung nagiging guide ng lahat na to reach the level of success.
And I guess the mentorship also helps you learn a lot more about, I mean, it's humbling, but it also helps learn a lot more about new business, I guess, or what's happening around. Is that right? When you've been mentoring, when you mentor BLK, have you learned from them? When you enter Isabel Daza, do you learn new things?
Simply like BLK and Frank. Like BLK, we started from 6 employees lang, di ba? And it went up to 100 plus. So, yung pag nag-mentor na rin ng mga tao, pag nakita mo naman na very sincere sila, saka may capability sila, parang minsan nakikita mo, tulungan ko kaya to, di ba? Parang ibang tao rin, like, dati nagpaturo ka rin sa magagaling. So, alam mo, parang ang mentorship, part yan eh. Even Tiger Woods, merong mga coaches yan. Sila Federer. Ganon din sa business, hindi rin pwedeng ikaw lang. That's why we're doing this, para maraming tao nanonood na ma-realize sila, ay, ganun pala tama, ganito pala manin. Like what you're doing, RJ, you're helping a lot of upcoming entrepreneurs watching your show, right?
Yan yung pay it forward lang, Boss Jerry. Pay it forward lang tayo dyan eh. So aside from humility, what else are the other things that you, mga, over the years, the best success or secret hacks to grow a business?
Alam mo, part ng success ng business is your employees, relationship with your employees, number one yan. Ang sa akin, when I receive awards, I always say na part sila ng award ko. Kasi without them, without a good team, having a good team around you, it's hard to reach this level, right? So, kailangan mo rin sila. Kasi, you cannot work well kung mag-isa ka lang.
Wow. And the last piece
it's
of
like
advice.
It's like making them a part of your family. You treat
that's
them
right.
sa mga empleyado mo.
That's right. And your last piece of advice, yung mga success hacks to grow a business.
Number one, siyempre yung mga advices ko sa kanila, lahat naman ng businessman sinasabi, always work with your passion. Create your own brand, tapos always focus, huwag kang mawawalan ng pag-asa, no guts, no glory. Every businessman has his own vision. Kailangan meron ka bang vision? Ano ba ang mission mo? Hindi naman puro money making. Parang ang iisipin mo lagi is yung benefit din sa maraming tao na pag ginawa mo to. And you know, it follows. Pag you have the right vision and vision, everything will follow.
Wow. Really, really appreciate where you're coming from, Jerry. Boss, in 2021, from your perspective, ano nakikita mong mga emerging or lumalabas na business opportunities that people can get into? Entrepreneur, whether big or small?
Alam mo, ito, 2021, nakikita natin slowly nung nag-come out ng mga tao. Pero, syempre, I think it will take another 1 or 2 years to be back in normal. Pero, ngayon, syempre, ang nakiklik pa rin is online.
like what you said before, di ba, yung kanina nag-uusap tayo, you're thinking of another business na ganito yung program mo. Lahat kasi naka-focus tayo online. So, siguro they have to create a business that will be selling online. Not only on foods, di ba? Kailangan marami na mga items na pwedeng gamitin or gawin eh. Pero doon tingin ko ngayon, medyo sa malls, medyo mahihirapan pa tayo ng medyo mahirap. Siguro we're surviving because they lowered the rates of the rent.
That's right.
Para tulungan. Pero kung siguro hindi nila binabaan yung rent, mahihirapan lahat ng businesses sa malls. So okay, para tulungan lang, di ba, give and take. Yeah. Pero alam mo, ang economy ng Pilipinas is, alam mo, mga Pilipino, magaling naman yan eh. Magaling tayo eh. Lahat ng bagyo, dinaanan natin, Lindol, di ba, calamities, itong pandemic, it's still nakatayo ang mga Pilipino. So, ano lang, talagang laban lang yun. Tuloy lang ang laban, di ba?
Tuloy lang ang laban. Yan yung gusto ko. Talagang fighter ka talaga. And boss, you've achieved so much already in your life, Jerry. What's next for you? Is there something that you have not yet accomplished yet? Or is there something else that you want to do? Kasi you built a successful business. You've been able to help may corporate social responsibility ka. Nakakatulong ka pa sa kapwa mo. What's next for you?
Alam mo, Philippines has 7,000 islands. Parang, di ba, 7,000 islands tayo. It would take a lifetime to build ice plants in the Philippines. Kumbaga, I will expand. I think I'm not done. I will still expand one at a time. Kasi yun na yung line ko eh. Ayoko na mag-line ng iba na ito na yung line ko. Nakita ko ang dami na nagbe-benefit dito na sobrang nagkaroon na rin sila ng livelihood. So parang tingin ko, I will still expand my business but not aggressively. Parang ano lang, kung ano lang yung dumating, kung para sa'yo, para sa'yo. Kung di para sa'yo, di para sa'yo.
Ganda. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much, Jerry, Mr. Freeze Santos, for sharing your icicles of wisdom dito sa ating RJ Ledesma podcast. Again, thanks to everybody who are listening to the RJ Ledesma podcast here tonight. And again, if you've got friends, business personalities, or entrepreneurs you want us to interview here on the show, please let us know. We would love to have them here. Again, Jerry, thank you so much for your great insights. To everyone listening to the show, have a great Tuesday night. Maraming salamat.
Thank you also.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night, boss.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.